So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
They
that's
would take care of us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential. Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. Bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
All
So,
right.
Hedo,
Hedonism 2, Negril, Jamaica.
one of my favorite places in the world.
Best vacation spot ever.
And so many stories have come from there.
Oh my gosh.
It's
So, and you can't even tell them to anybody because, like, unless they're in the lifestyle or, like, are open to hearing, like, wild, dirty.
we can win any fucking, like, what's the craziest place, what craziest thing you've ever done? We win.
Unless somebody else has been to Hedo too, and
We're gonna tie at the very least.
be like, all right, we're gonna, yeah, call it a draw.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But so Hedo, this is our second time.
I'll say it's a
this is
second.
our second time there. So it was the first time with the younger crowd.
That's right. Okay.
And there was an older crowd that was there too. So they were doing a bunch of like mixed party games. And this was our third
That's what I
visit.
was saying. I thought it was the
It
third.
was our third visit. And the
Yeah.
only reason I remember that is because of the car wash.
Right.
And if you're not familiar with the car wash,
It's the greatest
it is the greatest thing to at least
experience one time.
experience it once, but observing it is just really
It's awesome.
that's where it's That's what it's all about. So the car wash in Jamaica is done on the deck of the nude pool.
Right.
And what they do is they put out all these non-slip mats and stuff, and they put a really long line down.
Of people.
Of people. And it's women, basically, tit to tit, facing each other. All the way down, there's probably 40 of them.
Yeah. It just fit however many wants to volunteer.
And then the staff goes and puts like
baby
oil and soap and stuff all over them. They give them sponges and all that kind of stuff.
They
suds each other up. They get nice and sudsy. And then they have the guys walk through these naked women, these naked men then walk through. So Stephanie did it one time. She got suckered into it once. And she was very uncomfortable with the whole situation.
Because these guys are like 40 years older than me.
Yeah, it was a little gross. I don't blame you. I could see it being fun if it was all people closer to our age.
Right.
Or at least somewhat vetted.
Because they all were like trying to like.
But some people do not care. They're just there for the pleasure. They don't care what it looks like and, you know, whatever.
Like, I mean, I tried not to like.
So you did it once. Yeah. You participated once. I went through it once.
Right. The same time that I did it.
The same time that you did it. And that was okay, enough really groping cool. of old people for us, I think.
Yeah.
We said we've done it, but it is really fun to watch. And we've watched it multiple times. We've listened from like getting a massage on the beach while it was happening one time.
Yeah.
That was really cool just to like be able to
like hear the commentary going on and knowing kind of like what exactly was going on. You're like, I mean, it's different every time, but it's still fun to like listen to.
One of the greatest human observing experiences, I think. You know, right. If there's going to be a National Geographic of cool things to observe.
Car wash at Hedo.
Car wash at Hedo should be one of those things. It needs to make it into our history books somewhere. Anyways, so I give that background because of this story we're going to tell here. So we are in the nude pool. This is our third visit.
Right.
I know this because we decided not to participate in this car wash. Because
we participated
the second time we went. And as we're sitting there, you know, we're always just talking to each other. We rarely find other people to talk to.
I mean, like, you might be like, hey, how are you? Hi. You know, and then that's it. Where are you from? And
right.
then move on. But, like, yeah, we hardly ever, like, actually, like, get into any deeper kind of conversation with people.
Yeah. So, all of a sudden, I see one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen.
At Hedo.
At Hedo. Just anywhere, really.
I mean,
gorgeous. She was gorgeous. And butt-ass naked.
Wearing a hat.
She looks right at me.
And I remember she had her hair braided, like two pigtail braids.
Yep.
So I thought that was like, oh, I like that. That's cute.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought that was cute. That's what was going through my mind.
No, like it just like the whole, like it was like the whole package with it.
It was a whole package.
Okay, anyways.
She looks right at me. I'm like a deer in the fucking headlights because, like, first off, I'm expecting old chicks, you know?
Right.
Not this beautiful girl. And then her fiance comes walking up, and he's a decent looking dude, too.
No, like, they were nothing, married. They weren't.
That's right. They just got married.
They were on their brand honeymoon.
Brand new married. He comes walking up, and he's decent looking dude. Yeah. Like,
a little dorky, but, you know, like.
Yeah.
I dig dorky.
She was like a 10 and a half, though. And she jumps in the pool and they just immediately start talking to us. Find out they're from South Carolina, all this kind of stuff, you know. And all of a sudden, as I'm talking to her, I think you went off to go to the bathroom or something.
No, I was there for it when she.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, I'm talking to her and she just starts looking up at her hands and like kind of like reaching towards the sky and like staring at her hands, like wiggling her fingers. Like just like,
yeah, wiggling her fingers slowly while she stares at him.
And then she turns back and looks back at me and I can still see it now, you know, hand in the air, perfect tits right in my face as she says, the X just hit.
And we were like.
And I'm like, what?
Oh.
And she goes, the ecstasy. I feel it now.
It's hit.
So right at that moment.
We were like, oh.
We're like, oh. And they call for the car wash. She goes, the car wash was the car wash. Well, she was feeling it enough that she got kind of like swept into the current. And obviously everybody there wanted her to be part of the car wash because she's gorgeous.
So she gets pulled up there and
they give her a sponge.
Well, she tried getting me to come up and I was like, no, no, no. I was like, I've already done it once. I was like, I'll watch. She goes, no, 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 you have to come. I was like, no.
I've done my time.
And I was like, no, I'm going to stay here. And so I guess she got distracted enough by whoever was up there or whatever. So she didn't push me to come up, you know, and continue.
But we were watching. We were like,
because they gave her a sponge.
They gave her a sponge. And she goes, I'm going to clean the undercarriages.
Yes.
So as these guys are coming through, she is getting in there. I mean, every taint was fucking sparkling clean.
They were.
She was getting in there and these guys were like, what the hell? I mean, I'm telling you.
She was the hardest worker I've ever seen.
She wore herself out. And then I'd say about like halfway through the line. She just gets this look and
she turns right to me.
She stares straight at Stephanie.
And then just like does like the finger like in the eyes to like
two
point
fingers
the two finger point and then to me. And then she just looks right at me and belly flops in. And like she didn't surface right away. I mean, it's not deep. Like it's probably like
3.5 feet.
No, it's a little more. Maybe 4.
Okay.
Like, because when there's a lot of people in there, it gets a little higher for me.
Okay.
So it's probably around 4 feet deep. And
it's probably like 3.5 feet of water and like 2 inches of cum. But go ahead.
Yeah, anyways. A little bit of pee mixed in there, I'm sure. But anyways, she like belly flops in. She's still wearing her hat. And I remember her hat just kind of like floated away. And she didn't surface right away. And I was like, oh shit, she's dead. Because like you heard the smack like of the belly flop. And then all of a sudden it was like, she just kind of like came out of the water, like right in front of me. And she was like, I'm done. And I was like, okay, like you're done with the car wash? She goes, yep. I've cleaned all the undercarriages. And I'm like looking at the rest of the line being like, she didn't even get halfway. But like, she was working hard. Let her take a break.
So mind you, at this point, we're fine talking to them. But
we've realized
we're not going to do anything with them because they're intoxicated. It's just, it's not us.
Right, like we're not going to take advantage
of people.
She's
beautiful. Would I have loved to? God damn, yes, absolutely.
And
but
also to find out that they were there on their honeymoon. They were on a day pass. They were staying somewhere else. They were on a day pass.
Well, they also, like, we found out afterwards, they're not even swingers.
Right.
They just like to have a good time. And
right.
God damn, they had a good time.
No, they knew how
so
to have a good time.
We go from knowing we're not going to play with them. We go from the pool to this higher pool. They have like,
it looks like it should be a hot tub.
It looks like it should be a hot tub, and it's got like this waterfall that goes into the main pool, but it's still cold. But it's got jets, you know, lots of women will masturbate in there. And
it's
there's
not
couples
like
that have
cold
sex in there. I mean,
like,
it's as cold as
a
Jamaican
regular
pool
is. Right.
But so it's, we go up there with them and we're kind of talking and stuff, and then she just kind of looks over the side and starts like staring
at
there's
this like,
waterfall. There's probably like 100 people below us in the
like
pool.
It was like the peak of the day.
It's like right
like
around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's when everybody goes into
everybody
the
everybody goes when everybody's starting to get frisky in the pool.
Right.
And she looks and she goes, hey Stephanie, wouldn't it be cool if we just like stood up here and just like belly flopped right into the pool below?
And she like grabbed my hand and made me stand up.
And Stephanie was like, yeah, oh yeah, that'd be funny. And then tried to sit back. She goes, let's do it. And Stephanie goes,
no, but then that other girl came up too. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
So she goes, let's do it. And Stephanie's like, no, 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 no.
I was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
And she goes, no, today's a yes day.
We don't say no.
We don't say no.
On a yes day.
And Stephanie was like, and then this other Stephanie comes up and she goes, hey, y'all, what you doing? And this one girl goes, oh, we're going to belly flop.
We're gonna jump off here and belly flop.
And the other girl goes, oh, no, see you later.
She goes, that's not for me. Bye.
So,
and I was like, take me with you. Like,
so at this point, I can tell Stephanie is,
I'm just standing there.
I don't know what she's going to do. I'm not sure why you're going through this effort because you know we're not going to fuck her. But
I didn't.
You're a people pleaser. I get it. So
there was no telling her no.
It seemed like maybe this was going to be a dangerous thing. And I think that the security, who saw her standing up on the side
and kind of like looking,
also saw this could maybe be a dangerous thing. So they see her and they see you and they say no. And
sit
immediately
down.
Stephanie's like, I'm fucking out. And I ain't like, breaking any rules.
I'm not going to the Jamaican prison. Like,
so all the best way I can describe it is
But she then starts telling everybody, because there's like 100 people.
Yeah. So she tells them to start moving.
She's like, hey guys, scooch out of the way, move.
And the security guard is like, no. And
I'm trying to be like, hey, sit down. And she is not having it.
Best way I can describe it is this gorgeous, big titty, mid-20s southern girl just looks like a defiant toddler. When you tell them no, and they're like, fuck you, I'm doing it anyways. And she fucking sent it, dude.
She jumped
up and belly flopped straight into the fucking nude pool.
The whole pool
was just like complete silence. And then I look at her husband, I'm like, holy shit. Cannot believe she did that. And I was like, y'all are going to get kicked out. And he goes, nah, man, it's fine. She's hot.
They're not going to kick us out. And I'm like, mind you, day pass people have to wear a special band. So, like, everybody knows that they are day pass. And, like, I feel like especially day pass should 100% follow the rules. I mean, everybody should follow the rules.
So as I'm talking to him about this, she starts climbing back.
No, it's like it reminds you of like,
just climbing back up this waterfall. And she looks like a fucking seal coming as she's coming back in. Because she kind of like teeters over the top.
And then just bloop, pops back into where we were. And then everybody, again, I'm pretty sure the whole pool is still silent. And we're all like, and she, I don't even remember what she said. She just kind of like stood up. And then just like,
that was like literally the last we talked to her.
Kept like going on with her day. And then I think at that moment I was like, hey, I got to go pee. And then I was like, done. I was like, I don't even think.
Yeah, you were like, we've reached the next level of like wild. I'm if we're not going to have sex with them, let's.
I'm out. But like, I don't even think the security did anything.
No, he was right. She's fucking hot.
Right. But like,
I wouldn't have done anything either.
I don't know.
Oh, man, maybe I would have taken her into custody.
Frisked her. But so then we went back to our room, or we separated ourselves, or whatever it was that we did. And I remember a couple hours later seeing them. You remember they were in some sort of like hammock? You remember that? We were walking by. I remember it was like dusk. So it was like.
You're mixing up. We saw them later at dinner.
No, because we saw them and we were like, hey guys, how's it going? And they're like, he was just like, hey. But like, he almost didn't look like he recognized us.
Yeah, they were at dinner.
No, and then we saw them at dinner later because everybody has the downtime because a lot of places, like all the pools close, you know, but the food's not open yet. So they were hanging out in a hammock.
That was the people that we slept with that next night that we found in the hammock.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was them.
No.
Oh, okay. Scratch that. Okay.
Yeah. So we found them in the dining hall.
Okay.
On their come down from the ecstasy.
Yes.
They looked like they were death.
They looked rough. And we're like, she's definitely not as hot as I remembered. And I mean, we weren't like, we'd just been drinking. So it wasn't like our, you know, judgment was slightly off. But yeah. And then, yeah, we said hi to them and they just kind of looked at us like, who the hell are you? And we were like, okay. Like, I mean, we weren't even like saying hi to like, again, like try to like do anything with them. But it was more just like
are you okay?
We're like, hey, how's it going?
And how's your life right now? Because it sucks.
Yeah, it looks like you're not having a great time. And they just, like I said, they just kind of like stared at us like,
glazed over.
I have no idea who you are. And so we just were like, okay. And then we just walked off because it was like, I'm not getting part of that crazy again. So.
Well, yeah, but if by chance, you know, you are listening to this and you are that beautiful South Carolinian woman.
Who would be on what, like year?
Six
of their marriage, maybe
five or six, feel like she was like, she worked for a pet food company.
Oh, I don't know. Anyways.
I feel like she told us that, but.
I don't remember.
Look, if you want to bang, just like.
There's no judgment.
Yeah, just reach out to us. It's fine. Like, we think about you often. You know?
We like telling that story to everybody just because it was just so wild. Like, how quickly everything escalated.
Yes.
And it escalated quickly. So.
Well, thanks for listening. Our next story is going to be about the worst resort we've ever been to.
Oh, yes.
Pandora's Forest.
All right. Catch you next time.
So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential. You know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code, AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or spring blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself